Hey friend, do you have excess inventory that you have no idea how to move? Well, on today's podcast, we have Melody Vonderbon, co-founder of Max Retail. It's a platform designed to help independent retailers and brands easily sell their excess inventory online. Now, during our conversation, Melody shares how she started out as a sales rep, and then she owned her own retail store in Palm Beach, and how the challenges she faced with unsold inventory inspired the creation of Max Retail. She shares how Max Retail integrates seamlessly with popular sales platforms like Shopify, Square, and Lightspeed, and the innovative ways that it gives new life to seasonal or aged inventory through a really vast network of e-commerce channels. We also talk about the importance of inventory management, staying adaptable in uncertain markets, and why a strong partnership between brands and retailers is more crucial than ever. Today's episode is brought to you by our Proof to Product Labs community. If you need support and strategy, or just a sounding board from people who truly understand what you're going through, Labs is here to help. You can learn more at prooftoproduct.com/labs. This is where we have on-demand coursework, live coaching calls, and community support from brands that span all industries, and they live across the globe. So you'll get a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different ideas and solutions to challenges and opportunities that come your way. So come join us at prooftoproduct.com/labs. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey, Melody, welcome to Proof to Product.
Thanks for having me.
I'm thrilled to chat with you today. I think your business model is so interesting, and I'm excited for our audience to learn more about you. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about who you are, what you do, and about your business, Max Retail.
Sure. So I am one of the co-founders here at Max Retail and CEO. And at Max Retail, we help independent retailers and brands easily sell their excess inventory online.
Awesome. And do you work with any specific types of brands or retailers, or is it kind of across the board?
We tend to work with retailers in apparel, footwear, a little bit in beauty, but I would say the bread and butter is really apparel and footwear. And I like to say that our customer is the big thing in their small town. Nice. So it's, you know, the retailer that you shop at, maybe when you're in Lake Okoboji, Iowa in the summer, and they have 40 to 60 different brands in the store. They're critical to their community. And the truth is, in the off season, they don't have a lot of foot traffic at all. And that's where they lean on solutions like us. We have a number of independent retailers in large cities as well, where they just want to keep their turns high and not be stuck looking at the same inventory month after month. And then we have some really great brand partners, right? And they tend to be in the apparel and footwear sectors as well.
Very cool. All right. Walk us through what Max Retail does and like how it works, because I think this is a model I hadn't heard of before.
Sure. So first off, this was built out of my own pain point. I was an independent retailer. So I had a store for 9 years in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and not everything sold. And I knew that there was always something that didn't sell because before I was a retailer, I was a rep. So I represented a bunch of different brands and I would sell them to the independent retailers. So of course, I'd always point out what didn't sell whenever I would go see them for the next season. And at that time, I would help my retailers by facilitating retailer transactions. You know, I would help them swap with one another, send the inventory from here to there if somebody was doing better with a particular product than someone else. And it was helpful. It was meaningful. It was totally unscalable, but at least it was doing something about the problem because my brands didn't want to take it back. You know, inventory is a hot potato. Someone commits to it, they need to keep it. But if they don't sell it, they're not going to buy from you again. So fast forward to me opening my retail store in 2012, and now I had a sale rack and no one was helping me. So it drove me crazy. And we tried a number of different ways to solve this problem, Katie. And finally, after years and years, around 2022 is where we realized the most effective way to sell inventory especially when it's past season, is to get it in front of end consumers online. Mm-hmm. Because there's only so many people that are going to walk into your store during a day. For a brand, if you don't have a physical storefront, no one's walking into your warehouse.
Yeah.
So creating the solution, the way it works today is if you have Shopify or Lightspeed, actually Square as well, we just launched that one. Cool. Any of these point of sales or e-commerce platforms, you're able to tag the inventory that you're unable to sell yourself. And that sends a notification to Max Retail that you need a little more oomph. And on our platform, what we're going to do is we're going to enhance the data on your listings so that it can be successfully placed on e-commerce sites where there's end consumer demand for them. So depending on the product, on Max Retail, we have over 13,000 brands listed with us, right? That's from brand partners, and that's from independent retailers with excess inventory. So between the two of them, it's a lot of inventory. And so because of that, we have sales channels that cater to each of those. So we work with online partners like eBay and Poshmark for severely aged inventory and there's one unit left. We work with sites like Gilt if there's a lot of inventory left at a very steep discount. We also work with sites like ShopSimon, Vestiaire Collective, ThredUp. And so it's a mixture of retail and resale. We even work with e-commerce sites in China, in Latin America, because we believe that getting the exposure as much as possible for this inventory to the right audience. We also have some mid-tier products. So we have some retailers that have lower price point goods. So we also have partnerships with like Target and Walmart. And so what we do is we're constantly just sorting this virtual inventory, looking for the affinity of our sales channels, right? To find that right match so that this unsold inventory can sell fast. And when it does, when somebody purchases on any of these partner sites, the order pipes through Max Retail. And our retailer or brand gets a notification, great news, you know, your jeans sold, they hit approve order, they get a prepaid label and they ship it out. And as soon as that shipping label is scanned, we drop their wholesale cost back into their bank account minus our 15% fee for the service.
That's amazing. Okay. So this is like an added layer to, so a brick and mortar retail shop can still keep the product hanging in their store, their jeans in their store. They can also still put on it on their own actual website. And then you're also distributing it across all these different sites you just mentioned. So it just enhances the visibility. Is that correct?
Exactly. So if you've ever been a retailer before, you know that after a certain point, you just bring it to the consignment store. You're just like, I give up. But it kills you because you might get like some money the first month and then it's like, oh my gosh, like don't even show me what you're paying me. They'll send you like $5 for a given item. And it's just like a killer, but it's a better alternative, right? And you can take action sooner because you're going to make more from it. So yeah. I would say most retailers are listing inventory after it's been in store for 12 weeks, right? Like if you haven't sold it in, you know, 3 months in your store, it's a pretty long time. You know, now you're starting to really put in danger your inventory turns. I would say around a 12-week cycle, if it hasn't sold at 50% off in store, they're going ahead to list it on Max.
Interesting. Okay. And so you mentioned they get wholesale price minus a 15% commission, which is pretty much on par with any sales rep or even other third-party platforms are in that range as well. So that's pretty fair given how wide of a distribution you're marketing that.
Well, I think the other thing that's really powerful is retailers are busy in store. Brands are even busier. Everybody's just busy.
Yeah, for
sure. And when you're selling online, especially in a resale market, there are end consumer inquiries. They ask questions before they buy. They make an offer to buy. And believe me, they have questions after the sale too. So the cool thing about Max Retail, not only do we enhance the data so that it can be successfully listed, you know, on these channels, it takes a lot of work to get a listing up. You know, if anyone's tried it, they know.
So
we do all that, but then we also keep all those consumer questions and return requests. We keep that all away from our retailers. So all they have to do is get an order and ship it out. And we have a whole team that manages that on behalf of our sellers. And all returns don't even happen. Everything is final sale.
That's incredible that you handle the customer service side of it, because that is a pain point for a lot of brick and mortar shops, online sellers, brands. It requires a lot to answer all the questions and make sure everybody's well taken care of. Okay. You mentioned like we don't want stale stock on the shelves. We don't want stale stock in our online shops. What are some other pain points that folks are seeing from your perspective on inventory management?
I think the biggest pain I'm seeing at this given moment is that we actually lose money two ways in retail. We lose money by having too much of what is not selling, and we lose money by not having enough of what is.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I would say right now, a behavior I'm seeing is retailers cutting back on their orders. They're a little scared, but that's not going to play out in the fall because you need inventory to hit your numbers. If you cut too deep, you might not be able to get ATS, right? There might not be extra stock available from brands, because if brands are going to play it safe because you're playing it safe, what are we selling our customers? So yeah. I think we need to keep that in balance at all times. And I think that just goes to our data. We've got to look at what is performing well. Do we have the power law at play? Are 80% of our sales coming from 20% of our categories? Where can we feel confident to double down, right? And I think that's, we just, in moments like this, we must go to our data.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I'm talking to a lot of brands about right now, because as you know, with current events lately and tariff situations and other things happening up and down markets that we've not only experienced recently, but also in the past, and we will experience again in the future, people want to just kind of like lock down. But at the same time, to your point, to reiterate what you said, we need to keep things flowing in order for the retailers to stay in business, for the brands to stay in business. Like there's very much, you know, if one piece of that gets broken, it hurts everyone's financial side of things. So
absolutely. That's why we like that Max Retail exists. Max Retail exists so that you can have that parachute to pull on if you need it.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to a couple reps earlier this week, and, you know, there was just too much uncertainty, you know, because a rep is sitting in the middle of the brand and the retailer, they're hearing both sides. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, the show must go on, because if your customer sees this month what they saw last month, they're not coming next month.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you integrate with their point of sales, or you're separate from that? How does that work?
So we are a technology platform that integrates with Lightspeed, Square, and Shopify.
Okay. Oh, you mentioned that. Yes. Okay. So it's all pretty seamless then in terms of making sure that like nothing double sells in a different spot, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yes, that's a very important part of our technology. And I will say the setup is super painless. Most of our retailers are up and running in 15 minutes or less.
Oh, wow. Okay. How are brands utilizing you if they only sell online and they sell direct to consumer? Are they utilizing you in the same way that a brick and mortar shop would, or are there differentiators there?
I would say for brands, what I see oftentimes is there's like a level of sale fatigue. If they've had an item on their own site on the sales section for too long and it still hasn't sold, it's that same thing I just mentioned about the customer seeing it again and again. Brands have an even harder time with that. A retailer's constantly getting new shipment in. It's easier to keep things looking fresh because they're getting merchandise every day.
Yeah.
But for a brand, you're getting a drop, if you're lucky, monthly, but oftentimes quarterly or biannually. It's very hard to keep your site super fresh when you're selling online, right? And so what we see is that brands will reach a point where they're like, I just can't show this on my site anymore. And I don't want to liquidate it, because liquidation pricing is pennies on the dollar. And Max Retail will give me more than my cost of manufacturing. So we see a lot of times a brand will remove an item from their sales section on their site. Like they'll keep it on the site, but just, you know, remove it from the sales channel of online store on Shopify. And they'll list it on Max Retail, and they will let us leverage our network to get what they couldn't sell sold. And that way it frees up their site, keeps it fresh, and doesn't leave customers saying, gee, they still have that. So I would say that's probably the biggest reason brands use us, is because freshness is even more important to them.
Okay. So this sounds like a really good like middle zone between, like you said, the liquidation opportunities or just like having stale inventory that, you know, we want to discontinue, but, or we want to sell through and finish up, but we don't plan to restock. I guess, talk to me about like on the brand side of things, who is the ideal for this? I assume they have to have a good amount of inventory to make it worthwhile to get started with you. Is that correct?
It's more, they just have to have a little notoriety.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I say, if you've heard of it, we can sell it. So if you have a no-name brand and you're just trying to get your feet, you know, moving and get up and running, we're not going to be a good fit.
Okay.
But if you have any sort of a cult following or any sort of a presence, whether it be in-store through independent retail or D2C, we've seen success either way. But really, it's a platform for like a small, lean company. I would say most of our brands are doing between, I don't know, 5 and 25 million a year. So they're not in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year brands. Those brands tend to have their own solutions for selling on various e-commerce platforms. But yeah, our brands, they tend to be like a team of 10 or less, and they don't have someone that can allocate to excess inventory. They don't have that luxury. They have a team that's focused on driving what is going to be produced and what is going to be sold. But excess inventory is really not worth anyone's time, but it's still meaningful revenue if done right.
Well, and I would like you to talk about that, like the financial side of it. I think people underestimate sometimes how much money can be recaptured from this inventory that may feel stale or, you know, maybe sitting there for a while. Can you talk more about some of those numbers and those details?
Yes. I would say for starters, if you are a brand starting out and you haven't necessarily like clicked quite yet in mainstream market, stick to made to order. And yes, you might lose some sales, but it will be very hard for you to liquidate. Liquidating an unknown brand is even harder. Even if you're a known brand, it can be hard to liquidate. So I would say it is always best for brands to play it safe or you will end up donating a lot. It is what we see. Believe me, we have a liquidation side of our business too. And I have plenty of colleagues that are in the liquidation space and it just gets harder and the payouts just keep getting lower. So just don't expect that liquidation will be your fallback plan if you make too much, because it's not a guarantee. And even if it is able to sell it, you're probably not going to get enough money to make it meaningful. So I just want to lay that out right now. Liquidation, no one wins except for the jobber that buys it. So try to stay away from that game. And we've seen this, you know, and with Max Retail, we pay out 8 times the traditional cost of liquidation, right? So on an item that would normally retail at $230, the payout for our seller is going to be 80. That same item at liquidation, it would have been 10 or 15 bucks. So it's just, you have to, in order to really benefit and create your inventory turns and your momentum, you just got to be more proactive than reactive. I see too many brands that look to liquidate because their 3PL is complaining about how long it's been sitting there, or their CFO, or I am getting introduced to a brand by their investor who saw their balance sheet. And you just don't want to get there. You never want to wait till that point to take action, which is why you really need to make a plan now. So I would say, look at your inventory. If you don't have a 50% sell-through in the first 30 days, you should already be a little concerned about it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think really being mindful of your sell-through and what is at risk, and then having strategies to offload that inventory online first, because you're always going to get the highest price. And then also, interestingly enough, like outside of Max Retail, I'm quite fascinated by this platform, Whatnot, for brands to sell on. Once again, like it's just like this live selling thing, which blows my mind, but it's a thing.
Ooh, I haven't heard about it. Tell me about it.
It's pretty much an app where people are running auctions all day long. And for a brand, if you have excess stock, maybe just show up in your warehouse one day and try a live show. You know, like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of different things worth trying. Max Retail just lets you try 16 sales channels at one time. So it's just a little quicker, deeper swipe of the blade to see how much you can move for bigger cost recuperation. But outside of that, I'd say you got to try to play to win. I think also brands just need to really consider independent retail as still an important part of their strategy, right? Independent retailers are a great way to expand your brand presence and get people to know about you. And if you're just going to try to play the TikTok game, you might miss out on the opportunity for a small business owner who's really passionate about your brand to tell someone that has known them for 10, 15, 20 years about your brand. And when you get that kind of a, let's call it a warm intro, Katie, right? You get a stylist saying this brand is amazing. It's very hard to replicate that online, if we're being honest.
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, independent retail is the bread and butter of our community sales, really. I mean, we have folks that do sell to key accounts and things like that, but it's the small indie shops that continue to come back time over time again and tend to order in higher volume and more frequently too. So I echo what you say there. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're providing a really needed service, particularly in tougher economic times, which we've been seeing. Is there anything else you want the brands and the retailers listening right now to know about either Max Retail or just like trends and opinions of things that are going on right now?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is, how can we stay in a collaborative state between one another as a brand and a retailer? And because I was a rep sitting in the middle and we created Max Retail to solve those problems, if you're a brand and you have a retailer asking you for an RTV or asking you for a swap, you can say to them, have you heard of Max Retail? And you are welcome to direct them to us and we will help them sell it and get their cost back so they can take their next order with you. Which brings me to my next point. When you call your retailer and you say, hey, can I charge your card and ship that order? And their response is, I need to push it out a week. You know they're in a cash flow problem. You know that they have too much inventory in store and are not able to take their order. Best response, have you heard of Max Retail? And so we have reps that have been mentioning Max Retail when they get in those uncomfortable situations, directing their retailers to us and becoming the heroes. So we are here to help your retailers improve their stance on liquidity. And by doing that through their sale rack of all things, so that they can bring in your orders faster, buy more from you, worry less about will it or will it not sell? The reason why they don't buy it is because they're afraid it's not going to sell and they're going to get stuck with it and you're not going to take it back. So if you want your retailers to take risks with you or to at least not buy so safe, they have to have this parachute. So just, you know, reach out to me if you want more information on how to easily refer Max Retail to your retailers and just reduce that drama overall.
Yeah. Well, let's let everyone know where they can find you online. Where should they find your website and socials? Where should they connect with you?
Yes, please join us at maxretail.com. That is where you can find more information about us. On Instagram, it is joinmaxretail, all one word. And we also have a YouTube channel. If you would like to check us out, it's just Max Retail over there, and also LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Melody, thanks so much for coming today to chat with me. I'm really impressed with what you're doing over there and look forward to learning more.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you to Melody for joining me today. If you want to learn more about Melody and Max Retail and all the cool things they're doing, all of her links are in the show notes. Also, if you're looking for help with discontinuing product and figuring out what to discontinue, we also have trainings in our labs program that show you how to decide what to discontinue and then what to do with any excess inventory that you have. And we're going to add Max Retail to the list of options there. But Labs is our community for product-based businesses where you get on-demand coursework, live coaching calls with me every month, and access to a generous and helpful group of peers. These folks are building product-based businesses just like you, and we're leaning on each other for the challenges we're facing and looking at opportunities as well. So learn more at proof2product.com/labs. Again, that's proof2product.com/labs. All right. Thanks so much for sticking around till the end. I'll be back soon with a new episode.